I'm Anthony Morano, KRWG News Time is 7:45. Federal attorneys in the Tucson area are continuing to prosecute people for first-time offenses crossing the border illegally. As Fronteras reporter Michelle Marisco explains, they claim it will reduce illegal crossings in Arizona and elsewhere.
The U.S. Border Patrol's Tucson sector has been continuing a policy of prosecuting first-time offenders that it started last winter after President Donald Trump took office. The agency has said the prosecution program lowers the recidivism rate in other sectors. Border Patrol spokeswoman Stephanie Dixon.
It is not a new policy. It's something that's been in effect for a few months now. We just want to remind the public about it and make it aware that it's all of Tucson sector to include Nogales.
A first arrest results in a misdemeanor charge. Subsequent arrests result in felonies and ultimately a permanent ban from the U.S. From Tucson, I'm Michel Marisco.
More than a million undocumented immigrants who came to this country as children face an uncertain future. That's after the Trump administration ended a program that shielded them from deportation. It's called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, and there are thousands of Dreamers in Houston. For one of them at Fur High School, the ending came at the worst possible time. Laura Isensee has the story.
When Maritza and her little brother get home from school, they grab a snack and chat with their mom. The after-school routine is one of the few things that still feels normal since Harvey flooded their East Houston home 2 months ago. Maritza shows me the living room.
Before we had the hurricane, we had a couch by the wall. We had another couch over here.
Now it's empty, except for a quinceañera portrait of Maritza in a red ball gown hanging on the wall. She says they threw out a lot of moldy furniture and soggy carpet.
I was just so frustrated seeing my house like that. Yeah, it was really hard. And my mom, she tried to be really positive, but I know that she felt like she wanted to give us more.
Something else was weighing on her. Maritza is undocumented. We're using her middle name to protect her identity. She's one of the so-called Dreamers and had planned to apply for DACA when she started her senior year at FIR. But just a few days after Harvey, Maritza and her mom took a break from cleaning and turned on the TV. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions was giving a live speech on immigration.
I'm here today to announce that the program known as DACA that was effectuated under the Obama administration is being rescinded.
I wanted to cry, but I didn't.
She listened as Sessions justified the new, tougher stance.
There's nothing compassionate about the failure to enforce immigration laws.
Maritza was stunned. For months, her family had saved about $1,000 to pay the DACA application fee and a lawyer. The only thing she needed were some school records. But her school was shut down for 2 weeks due to Harvey, right when the government cut off new applications.
I feel like bad thing after bad thing after bad thing.
Maritza's mom told her not to give up.
She said, you know, things happen for a reason, and just because he took it out doesn't mean that you can't go to school. Like, we will figure it out like we always do.
Maritza's a good student. In fact, she's near the top of her class. And Texas does allow undocumented students to enroll in public colleges and pay in-state tuition. But without DACA, she has fewer ways to pay for college, like scholarships. And even if she earns her degree, there's no guarantee she can get a job down the road.
It's not a unique situation, unfortunately, especially here in Houston with Harvey.
Jill Campbell is an attorney at Baker Ripley, a social services agency.
When we knew that DACA was going to be canceled because the administration was kind of hinting at it, the rest of the country got to rush last-minute applications out the door. And we, unfortunately, were underwater and couldn't do that.
Superintendent Richard Carranza estimates that in the Houston School District, 1 in 10 students, about 20,000 total, are Dreamers.
We cannot lose you, and we will not abandon you. I believe in finding a solution where these Dreamers can keep reaching their dreams in the United States of America, a nation of immigrants.
Congress has 6 months to replace DACA, but Maritza's not counting on it. She realizes that, like Hurricane Harvey, The situation is in some ways out of her control. All she can do is try to stay positive.
Si sigues pensando negativo, cosas negativas te van a pasar. If you keep thinking negative, negative things are going to happen to you.
In Houston, I'm Laura Eisensee.